Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. 66 degrees.
Captain Hill, baby.
Node 2586 connected to node
Node
50218, node 47159, transceive, node 2586, transceive.
I'm still on the U of M link, but 2 meter. But I'm at the flying field and it's raining here.
Bummer. Well, it is 75 and gorgeous here, so I wish I could pass along a little of this. I got stuff going on around the house today, just doing projects. I'm trying to figure out that weird hum thing going on with this node, but I'm not too worried about it. I think it's another example of just having too much stuff sitting there on the counter and not being installed correctly.
Yeah, okay. And LBT definitely has the same exact thing going on, so. And then once I get my simplex node running, maybe I can move it around and try things, and between the three of us figure out where it's coming from and how to fix it. It's weird, though. That hole is it hitting something that's vibrating at 60 hertz or what's going on, you know? There's RF getting into something doing it.
I mean, there's a ton of stuff out there on just putting filters and ferrites and all kinds of stuff on these nodes, just to quiet them down. And I haven't done any of that, you know what I mean? So it's like I'm kind of getting what I'm asking for. They say to cap every one of the pins on anything going in or out of that audio chip and all that stuff. And I've not done any of that, so I'm kind of actually thinking I got pretty lucky with these ones that I have built. This one, by the way, if I'm talking away from it, like, you probably haven't heard it this whole time, right? It's only when I'm close to it.
So the 60 hertz is like when you get close to the node or to the handheld?
When the handheld gets close to the node. Have you heard it at all off of me today?
When you first came on, it did it a little tiny bit, you know, for a second and went away.
Yeah, I was in the house. I think my experience is it's got something to do with the radio being on a dummy load. And I don't know if it's just the signal's so low, you know, that there's something flying around, some interference coming from somewhere or some places, and because the signal level is so much lower, you know, you kind of get the ratio thing being different. I don't know. But anyway, there you have it. Okay, well, I need two hands to get my ladder moved, so I'll be around. Good luck flying in the rain.
Yeah, it's just like barely drizzling right now, but, you know, I'm hoping for like a couple hour break in it, and then we can fly or something. Meanwhile, I might play around with PUT's repeaters out here. I'll unlink the East Coast and see if I can relink it, you know, get the hang of turning that on and back off so I can put it back the way it was when I'm done. But I'll unlink that and then link us, and, you know, I might be able to play around with it while I'm out here today. And he's got two UHFs and a VHF, and I programmed the two UHFs into the Motorola handheld.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'm going to have, I'm probably going to be over here doing just projects here and there, so give me a yell. Should have the radio on within ear reach. I will catch you later. N8LBDW69J.
Yeah, okay. Heather's supposed to be in here. I don't know if she's got it on the wrong channel or if she made it. She might be just listening now. N8LBD.
Heather!
Yeah, you had to hum really bad that time.
I had what?
The hum.
Yeah, truly, it's just like the other interference I had at the other house. I can wave the HT around, and it comes and goes. You know, that's how weird this thing is.
Well, it makes it sound like it's definitely RF near-field related.
Yeah, I didn't bring any coax with me, but I bet you 20 foot of coax and a little outdoor antenna would just make the whole thing go away, just like the other ones had.
All right, Tom, I'll let you back to it. I'm trying to figure out what Heather's not on here. She's probably on the wrong channel. We'll figure that out. NAWB.
W6NIJ.
Yeah, that too. NADC.
It is so weird hearing you on the radio again, Dave. It's been, I don't know how long.
Like forever. Just like forever. And this is cool, although I had a little issue with the radio last night. I was playing around with it, and I blew everything away. And now what do? Well, I grabbed my Bofang and programmed it into there. That was easy. But this one here, I'm still working on it. So while I had absolutely nothing to do today and watch the rain, I made up a programming FPGI chipset and plugs and stuff, and so I'm kind of playing with that off and on, but I'm not getting too carried away with it at the moment.
Okay. Well, these little Retivas radios, I'm talking on one too, they're 2 for $20 on Amazon, so it's definitely, you blow it up, just throw it away.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it ain't a bad little radio, though. Works well. What the heck, you know? Yeah, I'm sitting in the chair last night going, oh, what'd they do now? But, oh, well, whatever. And my wife finally told me if I was going to watch a movie, I had to put the radio down. She was cruel last night. But anyway, having fun. I do like the clarity of the stuff, and geez, it's great being able to talk to you way out there in the Holy Land or wherever the hell you're at.
NAWB Mobile, just flying in the rain.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know you could do that. That's crazy. And Dave, yeah, it is good to talk to you again. It's kind of fun. Steve and I have talked a lot about the audio quality of this, and it just really has impressed us. Me for sure. I it's one of the, you know, it's digital, of course, but it just seems to be transparent of, you know, all the other radio stuff. Where the other digital modes are just really tough to copy. You really got to pay attention sometimes. Okay, I'm going to get back at it. I got my ladder. I got to get out of here. NABC, NLBB, W6NIJ.
Heather, right here.
I'm going to do the same. I got some stuff going on here, and Steve's got to get wet. So anyway, we'll catch you later. NABC.
Heather's in here hanging with us.
I am, NATUI.
NAWB, I heard you just fine.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, I'm going to get back to flying, and then I'll see if I can get the HT link in here once I'm settled in a little bit. NAWB.
Okay, it's still raining there then, the weather lies.
Yeah, it's raining quite a bit, or hard drizzle anyway.
Okay.
Yep, Kenny, that movie out.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees.
And it'll be disgusting.
WCUC from NAWB, Mylan 440, one of them anyway.
NAWB testing.
NAWB.
NALBV, this is KE8ZNH.
Good afternoon. This is Steve, NALBV, at the Mylan Field of Dreams in Mylan, Michigan, on the HT.
Yeah, my name's Sean. I'm just traveling to Detroit right now, headed through Ann Arbor. Figured I'd hit through Peter and see if I could pick anything up.
Yeah, you sound good. Are you on 14523, or which node are you coming in on?
Yeah, I'm on the 14523 on a handheld Yaesu, so with a mag mount aimed in it, so apparently I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, very cool. I was just trying to figure out how to link this to Mylan. I see Dan out here is already linked.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Mylan is. I'm actually from Rise Junction, but like I said, traveling to Detroit to see the kiddo, so yeah, trying to make contacts on the way.
Mileage not too far. It's just south of Ann Arbor a little bit. So like kind of 23 south towards Dundee, north of Dundee.
Yeah, roger that.
So where did you say you're headed toward, east toward Detroit?
Yeah, I headed to Royal Oak area, basically Hazel Park.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, now that you say that, I know where Milan is now because they got their racetrack there. So yeah, we traveled through there two times recently.
WD9CST. Yeah, I didn't catch who that was, WD9CST. Stuff is up. But, yeah, you're really noisy into the repeater in Michigan. Whoever's trying to come in, WB9CST. Yeah, it's that extra noise that comes over top of some of you guys that's causing the issue. When it's not there, I can hear you just fine. It's when that extra noise comes in is when it makes it harder. KG5SKM, WB9CST, you around, Andrew?
Go ahead.
Just seeing how you're hearing all the noises so far and how everything is sounding.
Sounds clean on this end.
Yeah, are you going to be coming through the RF today, or are you going to connect to Echolink, or both?
I'm on RF right now, but I'm just going to have to do my radio show here in a few minutes, so I won't be able to stick around for the net or anything.
Alright, so I guess I can mark you as an in and out then.
Yeah, that would have to, we would have to do that, yeah.
Alright. Do you always have the radio show on Saturday?
Yes, Saturday afternoon.
All right. Good to know. All right, Andrew. I got you down and have a good day, WB9CST. How many cakes can you bake for me?
KHACW, aren't you by the frequency this is, ADHFK?
Hi, Leonard. The ADHFK, WB9CST. Mic test, WB9CST.
Four Alpha Charlie Echo, N4ACD with a test. Hello, Marty. Over.
Well, I'm not sure who Marty is, but this is Richard, WB9CST, and I hear you loud and clear. GW8SZL, WB9CST. How copy me if you're there, Dave?
I had a good copy on you. Apologize that I'm trying to communicate to a friend who's just got a receiver. Wanted to see if he can pick me up. So sorry if I'm stomping on you there. Oh, it looks like you did get a good copy on me. This is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf in Manchester, Missouri, N4ACD. Over to you.
Yeah, roger that, Greg. I'm just getting ready for my net here in 10 minutes, and, yeah, I don't know of anybody who still uses the 1750 hertz tone, much less over here in the U.S. I thought that was a European thing, which they kind of got rid of that for PL tones. So, if your friend has a radio like that, he must have a pretty old radio if he's trying to listen.
Just misconfigured, my friend. Thanks for coming back again. Yeah, I should not be transmitting with that tone. I just have that misconfigured on my side. On his side, it looks like it's good. For whatever reason, I'm on a FT857D by Yacy here. For some reason, I programmed it in ATC. I didn't even notice, so thanks for letting me know. I'll go ahead and fix that. Okay, net in 10 minutes. I'll get out of your way here. Thanks for coming back. This is N4ACE, 739 Brand Clear on your final.
Yeah, you're good, Greg, and you're welcome, WB9CST. Four minutes to net, WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees.
It's net time. The everything net starts now. Oh.
WB9CST, good afternoon, everybody. Looks like I'm going to have to meet and unmute some stuff, so today's net proves to be interesting. My name is Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, in Paris, Texas. And today's question, I think I'm going to make it. Well, last week it was about what is your favorite fruit, so I think today's question, I'll flip it around and say, what is your favorite classic vehicle? So with that, we'll start taking check-ins from anyone, anywhere. This includes short times and mobiles. Come now, WB9CSP.
AJ4NR.
Hi, Mike, AJ4NR, WB9CSP. How are you? And go ahead with the question if you'd like.
Good afternoon, Alpha, AJ4NR here. We are doing well. We had quite a bit of weather come through. There's still several hundred thousand customers without power in the area. Right now I'm running on a generator, so I've got everything up and going. We have to have the generator to get well water. But everything is going okay considering. And to answer your question, the classic car, my favorite classic car, would have to be the Bullet Mustang from the movie. That model Mustang. Thank you, AJ4NR.
Wow, that is a pretty cool car. I'll have to look at that one again. It sounds pretty nice. Thanks for checking in, Mike. And yeah, if you need to disconnect for power reasons, you don't have to let me know. I'll just know if you drop off. So, hope everything gets better down there for you. And with that, anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CSP.
1, 2.
Well, I guess St. Louis is going to have to stay muted for a while. People don't. Anyway, moving along. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CST.
Did you get Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee?
Nope, but I do now. Go ahead, John. WB9CSP.
I grew up basically a Ford man, but a car I bought when I was in the Army turned out to be my favorite classic car because I just loved the car so much. It was a 69 Chevy Impala V8. It was owned by a technician or an engineer at the tech center in Warren, Michigan. And it was, like I said, 69 Chevy Impala convertible with air conditioning, with tinted glass, white leather seats, leather roof, not vinyl, and glass rear window, not plastic. It was huge. mean, it was like a two cars going down the street. It was so big at that time. Didn't feel that way at that time, but comparing it to cars now, yeah. But that would have to be my favorite car. So that's my favorite classic car because that was the favorite car I owned.
Wow. John has a cool car. So, how long were you in the military for?
About 3 years. I enlisted for 4, but they were getting rid of the draft and turning it into a volunteer army. So they allowed people to get out early if they wanted to. So I cut off my last year and got out after 3 years instead of 4. United States Army.
Dang, phone. Yeah, that's cool. Thank you for your service, John. I'm glad you are here, and I'm glad you were able to serve. Let's see. Where am I? Oh, here I am. Number 4, okay. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
Yeah, boy, too much.
I think that was Joey coming through an echo link and says this repeater. If it is, go ahead, Joey, and today's question is, what is your favorite classic car?
Yeah, hello, Richard. I'm trying to talk up to you. I haven't used my phone. I hear you on my repeater. I've been throwing my call out there several times, and I've not been acknowledged by you. This isn't before the net. I'm not at home. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, I figured I'd get on my phone and check in real quick, and I was just fixing to get out of my car. But to answer the question is, yeah, probably one of my favorite cars is the one I used to have. I used to have a 66 Ford LTD two-door, and it was used to be a really nice car to have, and for me anyway, and a lot of people used to like it too that I used to hang around back when I was young. But anyway, I no longer have that car. I kind of wish I still did, but I kind of miss it. But it was pretty nice looking, you know, for its time and everything. And anyway, but it did. That was good. One of the other cars I liked a lot, it didn't bother me, it was bothering one of my brothers. He had a 1931 Plymouth, and that thing was sharp. I really liked that one, but anyway. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with the echo link on my repeater. I'm not at home to look, but it is, and I suppose I don't know why you're not hearing me going through the repeater, but... I'll worry about that later. I might have to disconnect me back and see if that would change it, see if that would correct it. I don't know yet. But anyway, back to you, Richard. WB9CSP, M4TMI.
Yeah, I had it muted for a few minutes because it was clicking back and forth with another repeater, but it stopped, so it's fixed, I guess. It's not doing it anymore, so that's good. But thanks for checking in, Joey. And with that, I'm at the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
WB9CSP, this is KF0, INW checking into the net.
My favorite car was my first car, which was a 66 Mustang.
Good job. That's a cool car. Was it a stick shift, or did it come with an automatic?
This is KF0INW, Bill. My name is Bill, and mine happened to come with a stick shift, so that made it even more fun.
Yeah, roger that, Bill. KF0INW. Yeah, that would be pretty fun. Thank you for stopping in and telling us about your favorite vehicle. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now. WB9CST and the everything that.
KK7MEK. Clayton, I agree with Bill. I like the early 60s Mustangs. Those are my favorite.
I tell you, that repeater's getting tore up with something. It's cracking, popping, sparkling, who knows what else. But yeah, hey Clayton, since you're first time checking into the net, obviously you said your name, but yeah, what's your location and how's the weather there? Go ahead.
KK7MEK, location is Walterville, Oregon. That's west of Bend. And the weather is overcast, foggy, in the 60s. Perfect weather for me. KK7MEK, back to you, Richard. Net.
Yeah, roger that, Clayton. It is perfect weather. But, of course, that means perfect weather daytime means cold weather nighttime. So your weather is going to get cooler. And I already know. But thank you for stopping in, and I'm glad you were able to. This is the first time I've heard you here, so hopefully you can make it again next Saturday, too. And with that, I'm at the bottom of my list at 6 check-ins. Anybody else wishing to check in before I move on to the next part of the net, come now. WB9CST.
Kilo 6, Golf Romeo Lima, Linden, California. Good afternoon.
Hey, Linda. I was wondering when you'd show up over here. Good to hear you again. I need to check in with you, Mark, and Missy, and everyone else more often. But, yeah, how are you today? And I forgot where you were located. But today's question is, what is your favorite classic car? Go ahead.
That's a hard question.
Okay, K6YAL, I'm taking my turn. Thank you, Richard, for the question. And, yeah, so I'm in the Monterey area in California. So just a little south of Monterey in a little town called Marina. So we're currently here at 65 degrees. It's going up a little bit. It's pretty nice. I was out there. I was hoping I can make your net. By the way, Richard, I was checked in here initially, and there was nothing going on, so I went out, and then I couldn't log back in. I couldn't link back up to the Alara. I'm coming in through the Alara link. And now it's up, so that's why I wasn't there initially. So, and yeah, I would love to have you over there, of course. You know, anytime it's convenient for you. And thanks for taking my check-in here. WB9CSP from K6GL. Over to you.
Yeah, WB9CSP. Well, thanks for coming over. I'm glad that you're here. Like I said, I know you try and get over here every once in a while, and I appreciate that. So thank you for stopping in. And I'm going to get Les, and then I'll ask for announcements here in a moment. So if you have any, I'll get back to you with those. Les, KF8UU. Yeah, Mr. Sneaky. So, what's your answer to the question then? WB9CFC. Les is a ninja. He comes in, he makes a comment, and he vanishes into thin air. We'll come back to him. So with that, anybody have any announcements they'd like to make? Nets, Hamfest, anything that you find of interest, come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo 6 Golf from Yulima.
All right, K6 GRL. Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. First, I did not answer your question, actually. My favorite classic car, I don't know exactly if it qualifies as classic car, but the VW Porsche is a nice car, or Porsche in general. The newer cars, I really like Lamborghinis. That's my favorite. I happen to see one in the car doors open like wings. It's beautiful and very expensive. But from the older cars, as you know, from the 70s, I'm not sure that actually qualifies as classic. That would be a Porsche from back then. So, and I have an announcement. Let me break real quick. Since you are asking, Richard, so the California CUSO party is coming up. First full weekend in October. And so, you know, I will be on the air, you know, making nonchalant some contacts. There are not many contacts coming here from Monterey. Last year I made 30 contacts, and I ranked number 2 in Monterey, so there you go. But anyways, anyone with HF capability, California CUSO, first full weekend, that's next week, and not this weekend, but next weekend will be the California CUSO party. K6L, back to you, Richard.
Thank you for that, Linda. And, I wrote that down. So hopefully I can try and make that. But, thank you for stopping in. And while I'm on the topic of announcements, there's a couple of nets over that are connected to here. And I also, if you guys can see the conference server, 1KDAS, I usually but not always leave it connected to the Anvil network or the HAM conference server. So if you're interested in any of their nets, I believe the website is still online. But also this evening, if you want to go explore a little bit more of a more open version of my net, go check out the TNT net, the Thoughts and Theories net, on the 11 Cats conference server, which is EchoLink, let's see if I can read this, 186 343, IRLP 0107, and All-Star 55763, I believe. And with that, if anyone doesn't have any announcements, we will continue moving on. So, any more announcements, come now, WB9CST. Oops, I think I stepped on somebody there on the Michigan repeater. Did somebody have something they wanted to say? All right. Speaking of them, I'll make two more announcements. And if you have an announcement, oops, I got my pen. Their net is at 8, let me get this right, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and their echo link is 980938, and that's the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Group. They meets tomorrow at 9 p.m. If you want to go check out Handy Hams, they have a net at 11 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on the Handy Ham Conference. And that is EchoLink 494492. So with that, that's all the announcements I can think of at the moment. And we'll move back to check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST and the Everything Net.
Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor, VA3, CDV.
Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Union. Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Union. I'm going to be in and out today.
Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor. I have you. And AD9BU, I also have you, and I've got you in and out. Anybody else wishing to check in before I go with what I have? Alright, not hearing anybody. VA3CDV, good afternoon. How are you? I think you're a first timer here, so welcome. What's your name, location, and your favorite classic car? Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Cal. First reached of the state of California. Live in Stony Creek, Ontario, which is the main agricultural stronghold for those of you who may not be local to the area. And my favorite classic car. Well, not one for cars, but I guess if I had to pick one, it'd probably be a Chevy Nova Super Stock.
Oh, hey, me and you share something in common. Is that a HH Telecaster in your profile picture? Or is that a SS, single coil, Telecaster?
Four of which are Telecasters. So I've got eight variations. I've got a Affinity, which is a upgrade on Squire. I've got an American Telecaster, which is a vintage one. I've got a Brad Paisley Telecaster, which is really cool. And then I've got another run-of-the-mill Telecaster. So I've got quite a few of those. They're also about an American Strat. I'm guessing you play the car.
Yeah, I do. I have a, and then I'll move on. And I will send you an email after the net, though. I have a Yamaha RX 170 bass, a Fender Starcaster, a Yamaha EG-112C, and a Jackson JS-12 Dinky. I do have an acoustic guitar, but I forgot the brand name of it. It's made out of Fort Worth, Texas, but yeah, I definitely have to talk to you after the net. It's not very often I get to talk to a fellow musician. So thank you for checking in, Cal. It was definitely good to hear from you. And hopefully we'll hear from you again. With that, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now to BB9CFT.
Kilo Fox Zero, Papa, Quebec, Lima.
All right. Hopefully I got that right. Kilo Fox Zero, Papa, Quebec, Lima. Did I get that right? And how are you? And name and location. And go ahead with the question if you'd like.
KF0, PQL, you got the call right. My name is Jay, Juliet Alpha Yankee. We're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we're transmitting through the 14545 repeater in Minneapolis. And answer to my question, or your question, I should say, my favorite classic car is the one in my garage, the 1972 Chevrolet Chevelle with a 350, just a little bit over 400 horsepower. Bought it in 1975 from the neighbor across the street, and did a few modifications to it, but still in good shape and running strong. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. 73 to everybody, KF0, C2L.
Yeah, roger that. It's definitely good to hear you. And, yeah, that is a nice sounding car. I like when people take care of their classic cars. And they take them out and, you know, show them off. So thanks for stopping in, Jay, from Minnesota. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now. WB9CSD. Wow, that was cool. I've never heard anyone be able to just barely get the repeater like that before. Anyway, anyone else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Well, I heard a bell thing in there, but I didn't get any audio. So I'm not sure if somebody was trying to check in.
Well, I don't know about the bell thing, but I'll check in. K6VP.
Hey, you made it. I cannot remember your name. Wait, don't tell me. Dan. And you checked into my net last week. Hopefully I got the name right. Sorry if I botched your name. Today's question is, what is your favorite classic car? Go ahead.
Well, I'd have to say it's a toss-up between a 66 Chevelle SS and a 64 Mustang. K6VP.
Yeah, that would be a pretty interesting comparison. So I can see how that would be a toss-up. So how's the weather out there today for you?
The weather's all right, I suppose. 75 degrees, 57% relative humidity. And for what it's worth, I've got a 1983 Fender Precision and a 1993 Carbon LB70, but I haven't played in a while.
Wow. Pretty nice. I'll have to look at some of these cars everyone's telling me about. Some of them I know, some of them I don't, but yeah, thanks for coming back again. It's good to hear you, Dan. With that, I'm at the bottom of my list again. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now. WB9CST. Well, I guess this is a good number to make the next part of the net happen, which I haven't done in a while. But, basically how this works is I call for a question. Somebody asks a question, we run it through the list. So, for example, if I called on John, W8TOY, and he asked, you know, what's everyone's favorite pasta, then we would run it down through the list. So with that, we'll ask if anyone has any questions they would like to bring up to the net. It does not have to be ham radio related. WBNCSD. Anybody have any questions they'd like to bring up to the net? Come now, WB9CSP. Go ahead, John, WATY, WB9CSP.
Saying that we have people from all over the country, it should be differing opinions. So what's your favorite season of the year? Like in Michigan, we have four true seasons. We have a real spring, a real summer, a real fall, and a real winter. And it's hard to pick which one is the best, spring or fall. But spring, you get, the doldrums of the winter going away, there's no more snow, the trees are turning green, flowers are coming out. So it should put you in a good mood. And in the fall, you get, of course, the fall colors. Michigan has beautiful fall colors. It's not famous like Vermont or something, but tell you what, Michigan's color is fantastic. So I'm going to go with spring as my number one season of the year, with fall being number two, real close behind.
All right. And with that, John has started the question. So, let us go to the top of the list, excluding John since he's the question asker, and go to Mike if he's still there, AJ4NR, WB9CST. What say you to Mike's question, or John's question?
WB9CST, AJ4NR, could you repeat the question? I had third-party traffic here in the house.
Yes, John's question is, what is your favorite season of where you're located, I guess?
Oh, I'd have to say probably spring. But then you got the pollen. Summer, you got the heat. South Carolina, heat and humidity. So anything but high heat and humidity.
Yeah, the repeaters are talking to each other. Well, if they start talking too much, I can fix that. But anyway, never been there. Well, I take that back. I've been to Hilton Head one time when I went to Tybee Island. So I have been to South Carolina. Summer is pretty hot there. I can agree with that. So we'll skip John because, well, John's the question asker. And we'll go to Joey if he's still there. N4QMI, WB9CSP. John's question is your favorite season, time of season where you're at. Well, he did say he had to step out of the vehicle, so, all right, and we'll, let me mark him as an IO just in case, and put mobile next to his name as well. Let me also check NetLogger, make sure nobody's come in. Nope, okay, good. Yes, I do run NetLogger occasionally as well. KF0INW. Bill, if you're still there, go ahead and take a turn at the question. It is, what is your favorite season where you're at?
Well, this is KF0INW, and I'm thinking my favorite season. I love summertime, but I think my favorite would be the fall. I like, you know, when we go from the heat of the summer to the cool of the fall, wearing a sweatshirt or a sweater. The hunting season, Thanksgiving, that's my favorite.
Yep, and Missouri is known for having bipolar weather. I would know. I used to live in Waynesville, so I know all about that. And Texas is not too different. So, yeah, thanks for the answer there, Bill. Clayton, you're up next. What's your favorite season out west? KK7MEK, WB9CSP.
KK7MEK, I'd have to say fall. The fall.
Yeah, don't mind the repeaters, they're just kind of chattery. Like I said, if it gets too much, I'll mute whatever one is making the most problem. But anyway, yeah, I'd have to agree on that. I like fall. Nobody said winter. Come on, who doesn't like the winter, you know? It's cold. You don't have snow any other time of year. Just kidding. We'll see if somebody says winter, but I doubt it. Linda, if you're still there, K6GRL, what's your favorite season? Go ahead.
Hi, Richard and Danette, K6GRL here. Well, it has to be summer for sure. The days are longest. We don't really have a whole lot of difference here between the seasons. Where I am in Monterey, we are covered by the marine light layer a lot of times, and so it keeps us cool. We don't get as warm as the rest of California. So we had, for the longest, we were in the 60s here. But still, when the days are longer and it's a little warmer than, you know, in winter. I don't like winter. I'm from Germany, so, you know, I was raised in the cold. I'm glad I'm not there. I'm here. And I did really like the heat in Texas when I was living in Texas. And still, I loved the summer because it was hot during the day, and you would go from air conditioning to air conditioning. But then at night, it's beautiful. You can sit outside or walk around. It's still nice and warm, but not too hot. So summer definitely is my favorite. Good.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Well, I guess I have to ask you another question now. So, do you remember any of your German?
Are you kidding, Richard? Of course I remember. In fact, I am checking into a German net. They hold it twice a week. I don't check in every time, but I do check in over there. And I'm from Berlin, and actually the repeater they're linking in is located in West Berlin, from what I can tell. And so I hear a lot of my Berliner dialect over there, and You know, I speak high German most of the time, but I can dialect, and, you know, until I sometimes do it, they don't believe me I'm from Berlin, but I it's nice to check in, and I do understand everything they say, except when they do speak that Berliner dialect, I have to listen really closely, but it's getting better, because I haven't done it for so long, for decades, but... Yeah, of course I speak German. K6GL, back to you, Richard.
K7GMD, Chessie 1234.
Audio level is low.
K7GMD, Chessie 1234.
KFACDS.
You might want to turn that up.
Okay, there we go. I was wondering what was happening. Yeah, Larry, your audio is working good there. Let's see. Daca Fies, I check in. I probably got the last part wrong. But, Danke schön, Frau Linda. And moving on, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Yes, ich sprechen Sie Deutsch. Ich lerne Deutsch. Yeah, we'll have to try and converse sometime in German so I can practice. where am I? Because I was going down my list. KFAUU. Les. Go ahead to John's question if you're there.
No question here. I was responding to the radio check. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta X-ray.
All right. I got you down now. I was calling for Wes, Kilo Foxtrot, uniform, but that's okay. I have you down as well. Let's see, Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Delta Victor, what say you to your favorite time and season in Canada? Go ahead. There we go, my phone decided to act up for a minute. Alright, let's see, in and out. KS0PQL, what about you? What's your favorite time of season?
KS0PQL, yeah, the answer to that question, being in the upper Midwest of Minnesota, kind of a tough one. But I would say fall for my first choice, just because of the beautiful fall colors you get to see in the fall, little sweater weather type of thing, not brutally hot anymore. And good for some good scenic road trips and stuff. And then very close second place would be winter, as long as that's not too brutal. And for that reason is also that some good scenic things you can see after a nice fresh snowfall and little fun out there on the snowmobile trails and getting out on the lakes in the winter for some good time ice fishing. So I'll leave it at that. KF0P2L, back in my control.
Yeah, roger that. Before I continue the list here, let me see if I can get Dave on before his next net comes up. GW8SZLWB9CSP.
WB9CSP from GW8SZL. Yes, I'm here there, Richard. Not long got back home. I've been monitoring your net on RF while I've been driving around. To all the idiots on the road around here, it's a bit dangerous to talk and drive at the same time. WB9CSP from GW8SZL.
Yep, I'll pick you up next because I know the conference, yours is going to disconnect from mine here in a couple minutes. So The question is, what is your favorite time of season? And I'd actually like to hear what Scotland is like. Go ahead. Or Wales.
Yeah, WB9CSP from TW8S. Yep, good. Hello to everybody on the everything there, as well as listening there. I've been listening since the start, as I said, webbing out mobile. My favorite season's got to be spring, when everything bursts into life with all the color. And I did hear your previous question as well about the classic motor vehicle. One of mine would have to be the old style Aston Martin DB5 that Sean Connery used to drive around in the film James Bond. And a few of them, actually. Yeah, Wales is a very nice place. It's always green. And it's always sort of, you know, raining and cloudy. Most of the time, it's very, very rare we get sunny days. Even in summer, we always get some rain. Nothing majorly heavy, just enough to keep everything, live and green and all that kind of good stuff there, Richard. So, old girl over here anyway. And I say, great, Ned, I've been listening since the beginning, but I've been out mobile. As I said, I won't check in when I'm driving because it's a bit dangerous around here. W9CSP from GW8SZL.
Yep. Well, since we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, before I finish off my list, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
Hey, TOY, I do have one correction to an announcement I made last week. I can do it now or I can do it later, whichever you prefer.
Yeah. Let me see if there's any more people that want to check in, and I'll get to you, John. W8TOYWB9CSP. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. All right, I guess not at the moment, but go ahead, John. What's up? W8TOYWB9CSP.
Now, one of the nuts I mentioned last week was Brad's trivia net that's on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. And it's on TGIF DMR, not Grandmaster, but TGIF. And I gave you the wrong room number, but the right room number for TGIF's trivia net at 7:30 p.m. Saturday night, Eastern Time, is 31268. 31268. It's a small net right now, so if you want to check in and make Brad feel good that people are checking into his net, try it one time, you might like it, if you have DMR, of course. W8TOY. And again, that was room number 31268, TGIF.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for that, John. We're nearing the bottom of the hour, so anybody else wishing to check in before I start the 7-3 round, come now, WB9CSP. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, Richard in Paris, Texas, and the Everything Net. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP. Alright, let me finish up my list here of the question, and then we'll start the 7-3 round. And don't worry, I'll ask for check-ins at the end of it. So, K63P, Dan, if you're still there, what's your favorite time of season? Go ahead.
Well, if you would have asked me this last year, I probably would have said spring. But my favorite baseball team, the Oakland A's, played their last home game forever in Oakland on Thursday, and they're moving out of the area, so the baseball team, well, spring has meant baseball to me since I was 3.5 years old when they moved here, but since they're moving away, I think I'm going to change it now, and I'll probably go with fall or winter. I think I'll try that this year. K6CT.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's a good answer. I like fall. And the start of winter anyway. So, yeah, I like that. KS8CDX, WB9CSP, what about you? What's your favorite classic car? And, what's your favorite season? Go ahead. Alright, and we already asked Dave what his favorite was, so anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP, to be everything that you're looking for check-ins. Anybody anywhere, any mode wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP. Text box or AIM window check-ins on NetLogger are also welcome. Alright, not hearing anything. Let's go down the list and start the 7B round. Like I said, I'll come back at the very end and ask for check-ins one more time before we close. So, up to the top we go. AJ4NR. WB9CSP, Mike, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Well, I guess Mike got busy, so that's alright. John, W8TOI, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Roger, thanks for running the net. It's enjoyable one to check in too, and it's every Saturday afternoon. And, it's nice talking to people and or talking with people from around the country and maybe outside the country, or definitely outside the country. I forgot you had over in the far side of the pond checking in today. That's pretty nice. I like that. So with that, everyone have a good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you're at, or a good morning if you're far enough away. W-A. T-O-I.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
Yeah, W-8 toy. John doesn't do the toy driving anymore, but he is still W-8 toy. good to hear you, and thanks for checking in today. All right, next on the 7-3 round is, we'll try Joey, N4QMI. Go ahead, WB9CSP.
N4QMI,
yep, you are. Yeah, 10 fur there, Joey. Good talking to you. Sorry, I just have to do that every once in a while. It's so funny. But it's good to hear you. And yeah, I'll probably check in with you tonight. KS0INW, WB9CST, Bill, go ahead with the 7-3 round.
WB9CST, this is KS0INW, and it was just an accident that I jumped on this net. I was just listening in, and I appreciate it, and I have nothing else, and I'm clear at this time.
Isn't that a great sound? It's really fast, too. I like that. So, yeah. Clayton's gone. I think he is, anyway. Let me look at my list. Yeah, I think he's gone. I'll try calling on him anyway. KK7MEK, WB9CSC, go ahead, 7-3 round. Well, I guess he's not there, so, Linda, it's your turn, K6GRL, du bist dran at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, ich verstehe das. Yes, a good net, Richard. You know, I always like to check in here, it's very nonchalant. And good to hear everybody around the country, some of those zero stations and even overseas from Britain, and it's nice to hear those stations. And I hope everybody's having a good and nice rest of the day. Bis zum nächsten Mal, bis später, K6L, zurück zu dir, Richard.
Roger, that's Frau Linda. Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen. Dankeschön. Let's see. I think he just came in to make one comment, so let me mark it in and out. VA3CDV, WB9CST. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Okay, I guess he's not there. Let's see, in and out. So let's see, KS0PQL. Jay, go ahead with the 7-3 round.
KS0PQL, no further traffic on this end. Just like to wish everybody that's still listening a great afternoon and evening. Hope you have a great week going forward. And great job at running the net, as usual. And if you could just give me a quick audio report here, I switched over to crossfan repeat option on my home QTH here and transmitting through my FT5DRUC handheld here. So if you could just give me a quick audio report on the end of the transmission here. So 7-3s, KF0, PQL.
Bad, Jay. Bad. Do not use that. It sounds terrible. No, I'm kidding. It sounds good. Anything to make it where you can walk around your house and, transmit easier, I'm all for. There's a group around here, I won't mention names, they don't like cross-band repeat. They're like, oh, it causes problems because it's an unintentional repeater. No. It's a band repeater. Those who forget about their crossband repeat should not have one enabled. But that is my opinion. So, let me move on. I do have to do some things here. Let's see. K6 Vice President, Dan, WB9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Well, I really don't have anything to add. I think I'm going to make myself a sandwich. K6VP.
Good job. The Vice President sandwich combo. VIP for the VP. Let's see. Dave is gone. Let's try this one, KS8CDX. If you're there, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Alright, I guess she's not there, and Dave's is gone. So, anybody else wishing to check in? Last call, late check-ins, come now. WB9CSP. Late check-ins, anybody anywhere. Late check-ins, last call for anybody anywhere wishing to check in. Come now, WB9CSP. Well, I think I heard somebody key up, so I'll ask one more time. If not, I'll go ahead and close down. Anybody, anywhere, any mode wishing to check in. Come now, WB9CSP.
This is November 8, Japan Radio Papa, NHJRP, John of Southfield. No comment, no driver tonight.
NHJRP, I got you, no comment, no traffic. Anybody else wishing to check in before I shut down? Anybody anywhere, WB9CST. Okay, and that is a wrap. We have 15 stations. I would like to invite everyone, before I mention all the other information and close down here, if you would like to run this net, please send me an email, and we will get you set up. It's not as hard as you think. And no, you don't have to do all the controlling. I will do the muting and disconnecting and connecting for you. All you have to do is take check-ins, write it down in a piece of paper, or if you prefer NetLogger, NetLogger, or both. So with that, I'll go ahead and close down here. This is WB9CST. If you'd like more information about this net or how to connect to it, please visit Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa WB9CSP.weebly. WEEBLY.com. And you can get more information there. So with that, I will go ahead and close everything down. Thank you for all the repeaters, Simplex users, and individuals who checked in today. Give me a minute to disconnect. WB9CST.
W6NIJ, W6NIJ from ALGZ.
W6NIJ.
I think somebody just had or finished some net on here. I noticed there's a somebody linked in to the UM node, and I think they ran the net, so they might be still out here. But how are you guys doing?
Not bad. We're just doing some house stuff. Gorgeous here today, so just about 80 degrees and sunny, so we'll take it. I guess my repeater survived being keyed up for that long, so that's good. The dummy load got pretty warm.
Yeah, cool. That's at what? How many watts?
It's just over a watt on low power, so it got fairly warm, but it was a good test for sure.
Yeah, okay, cool. I think I had several of those end connector screw-ons that are either, you know, some of them are like 5 watts and some are like 10. Some might even be 25, you know what I'm talking about, the black ones that say DD products right on them?
Yeah, I think those are 25. I don't know if it's 100%. Duty cycle, but yeah, I think those are 25-watt ones. I have a little one on there that might be a 5-watt one, and even at a watt, it gets pretty toasty.
And NLVVs. Yeah, I've got at least one of the real, they're still the pro ones, right, with the DB product label and the heat sink and all that. They look the same, but they're real tough. They're lot.
Yeah, nothing. I'd probably need to add a few to the inventory for sure, just to have around. Did it stop raining down there?
I think it's great. So like, no, it's still sprinkling. It rained pretty hard for quite a while. I flew this really old junk DJI drone that customer gave me, so I got to test that.
Yeah, you're in and out of the repeater. Are you talking through Ann Arbor right now?
I'm on Dan, one of his two UHFs that are at his house. Those are probably a good 5 miles, maybe 6 miles from here. And I think I'm on, I have to ask him what antennas he's got him. I think I'm on the lower profile, simpler one. The other one might be on a stick.
Yeah, you're 100% that time, no problem. Just a little noisy, but no problem. Cool. Okay. Well, sounds good. We're going to get back at it. But I'll give you a call later on. Hopefully Dave's repeater made it through that too.
Yeah, hopefully.
Those things don't get particularly hot. I don't know if I ever had one keyed up that long. But anyway, we'll just send him another one. I got it all connectorized. We can just swap it quick.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, I'll let you back to it. I'm going to see if I can get any kind of more flying down here. And I'll do these.
Sounds good, Steve. When you get out to Denver, I'll show you a couple of the flying fields they have out here. They're pretty well done. I'll catch you later. I need LBBW6NIJ.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. All right, cool. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, Steve, the repeater is on a Yagi that's, believe it or not, horizontal. Pointed northwest from here to where where my voter receiver used to be up by Wilson 23. So, considering you're doing pretty darn good from over there on the with the antenna, I may have to put something a little better on this on the test repeater here. Any LBBW2PNT.
That's cool. It's really good to know. I'm curious what the other 441's on. Of course, that one's real busy with that East Coast. I was resistant to take that link down, although I can just, like you said, put that link right back up when I'm done playing with my friends over here.
Yeah, now that's on a 5 dB cell wave up on the top of the tower, but with half inch.
And I tried a Facebook message, but I wasn't having any luck with the default commands on either of those 440s, right? So the Starlink commands, and then I tried the Star-70 just for, like, link status, and I wasn't getting any response from those, from the HD here.
Yeah, no, they're all the default commands, so, they should work. I don't always use the DTMF, since they have Supermon access. Sometimes it's easier to just pull that up and change stuff around. But the standard DTMF command should work.
Yeah, okay. I'll try some more. From the mobile where I know I have a much better quieting signal coming in. The other thing that could be confusing me, right, is that when we say default commands, I think they've changed, right? So All-Star 3, I think they changed from All-Star 2 or All-Star before All-Star 2. So I don't. When we refer to default commands, I don't know if I'm getting tripped up on. There might be some older default commands still being used commonly out there.
Okay, yeah, the basic commands, the star 3 is connect, star 1 would be disconnect, star 2 would be monitor.
Right, and with
And I was trying Star 70, right, to get a look before I touched anything, and the Star 70 is not responding at all. That's on ASL-3, that tells you everything this morning.
Yeah, and that should work. Yeah, it's, none of that's changed.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That means I might have a problem on my end or signal strength or something. Anyway, I wanted to make sure I wasn't confused by that, and maybe there was an older set of default commands in there. I just got back into it a little bit, you know, jumped into All-Star 3, and I was doing this years ago before there was even All-Star 2, and kind of like when All-Star, even before All-Star, I was doing the repeater controller on Asterisk, so. I wanted to make sure I wasn't confused on the command set. There was like an older set in place or something that still might be more common than the new one.
Yeah, no, unless something were to change, you know, with the list of defaults, you know, we're still running everything the same. And I'm running the ham VoIP. I got into it when the ham VoIP stuff started getting popular because I find the ham VoIP image, at least for me, is much easier to manipulate and do custom stuff with. I know that there's a rift between the ASL and the ham VoIP guys, but tell you what, the ham VoIP image, at least for me, is far easier to fiddle around with.
Yeah, cool. I'll have to play with that too and see what that's like. I'm not sighted at all. If something works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Take good things from one, you know, and mix them with that too. I'm used to having to compile everything from scratch and not having any of these easy install instructions. So I think my ASL-3 box went up in about 10 minutes. And, you know, normally that'd be 3 or 4 days for me to figure out all the compiling issues and stuff.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, the ASL stuff has come a long way. They needed to. It's still not as easy to work with as the ham VoIP, because the controller on the 523, that is the latest ASL, and you know, the menu structure is a lot nicer than it used to be. In fact, I put it into it yesterday. That's how I got Asterisk restarted. But it's definitely. I don't think it's as easy to work with as the ham VoIP, but it's come a long way. I saw some of the older images, and I was like, wow, how do you people work with this stuff? Unless you're, kind of a Linux, maybe not pro, but someone who is well versed with working in that environment. You know, I am not. I mean, I'm not a no talent hack. I consider myself a semi talented hack. But it's really easy to manipulate the ham VoIP with WinSCP and PuTTY.
NAWZ, yeah, that's cool. I'm pretty strong with Linux, but then just because I've been using it for myself and for customers for many years. But where I could use to be stronger is in the software development when I have to go into the source code and make changes. You know, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous, but I don't know enough to be productive.
That's an awesome way to put it. But yeah, you know, I did some messing around with the Linux stuff when I did the IRLP. And every time it took me a while to get it figured out and get what I wanted to do accomplished. And then I would have a small modicum of proficiency, and then I wouldn't touch it for 2-3 years. Then, you know, anything you learned is out the window at that point. So, well, hey, I'll let you get back to flying. Enjoy your afternoon there. I'm actually kind of thinking maybe I'll toss a receiver multicoupler in here. This is probably close enough to the dot one frequency. I might be able to just multicouple off of the off of the big antenna and use that for the receive in on here. Any LBZW, it's a PDT.
Yeah, awesome, Dan. This is fun stuff. I'm going to jump back into flying. By the way, you're always welcome. I'm sure your day is busy, but today's not the right day to invite you out here. But you're always super welcome to come out here and check out what we do. A couple of us guys out here that fly are hams too, so it might be kind of neat sometimes. Today's pretty miserable. W2PUT, NLBV.
W2PDT, Whiskey 8 Uniform Mike. Hey, Dan, John here in the shack.
Hey, John, and yeah, it's not a great day to be out flying there. All right, catch you later, Steve. Hey, go ahead, John. How you doing today?
Yeah, excellent. Just in the shack making a few repairs. Yeah, I heard that net that was going on. The students were doing another net. I don't know where it originates from, but yeah, the kid asked for permission a couple of weeks ago to use our node. I went ahead and said yes, and it sounded like it went well tonight. And in fact, everything else on the repeater has been working great for the past week, so thank you for whatever you've done.
Well, John, I would love to tell you that I went and fixed something and we found, did some, I've done absolutely nothing. I have touched nothing. I haven't been anywhere in the area. Well, you'd know because you kind of got to let me in up there. Well, at least from the RF side. It was acting a little wonky yesterday. We were getting some dropouts and I logged in and restarted it, and it's running pretty good right now. I can't help but wonder if we don't have maybe a dirty power issue and something is glitching. I'm thinking we might benefit from a UPS up there.
All right. Well, if you don't have one, let me know what's needed, and I'll look around for one. All right. I'll let you get on with your day. WTPG WAUM.
Yeah, actually, I've got a really nice commercial one here that was pulled out a few years ago from one of the tower sites, but it's old enough that the battery's not air shot. You know, it uses those little, the 12-volt, what are they, 7.5-amp-hour, gel cells that you see in a lot of stuff. But it uses four of them because the base voltage on it is 48 volts, and it's a 1,500 watt. I think I got three of them here still. But I'd be more than willing to kick one of those in. Like I say, the batteries are shot in all of them, though. All right, catch you later, John. WTPT.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
PUT and it'll do this.
Do you hear the repeater any better? When you were a kid, I was literally swapping antennas. I said, well, nobody uses a DMR. I'm going to take and put the test repeater on the on the dipole up there and slap the DMR over on the Yagi for now.
I'm definitely hearing it really, really good right now,
really, really good quieting, and I was trying the Star 70, right, with no response whatsoever.
Yeah, why don't you try that again? Because I may have had the antenna disconnected in the process of moving it when you were doing that.
Okay, yeah, I'll give it several tries. If it doesn't take the first time, I'll give it several tries, a couple different antenna positions. But here goes on the first one. Yeah, that was try one. Here's try two. Just a little bit different antenna position. Yeah, it feels like it's just being ignored.
You know, that's possible. Every once in a while, they do that. Let me reboot it. Every once in a while that happens, you reboot the node, and it goes back to being happy and decode and DTMF, because it sounds like your tones are muting. Only $1 donuts if I pull up the asterisk blog, it's going to show all your tones.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you reboot it. If you could give me 5-10 minutes, they want me to do a combat flight here and do a midair. You know, we try to knock each other out of the air. It's a really fun thing.
Okay, and yeah, it does show your DTMF tones in the asterisk log. It's just grumpy. All right, I'm going to see if just restarting asterisk fixes it. Sometimes you got to do a full reboot. Usually doing an asterisk restart fix it. Back to WTPD.
Okay, then. I'll be back in about 5 to 10 minutes to give it another shot. I need LDV.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. 68 degrees.
LDV testing. Again, the other 440 repeater is definitely stronger signal than this one. That may be, you know, expected. I'm having a hard time keeping track of which antennas on what. But the other one's definitely stronger, and they're both decoding UTMF right now, and when I got here, neither one was decoding. So your reboot or something fixed both of them, unless you rebooted two separate ones.
No, actually, they're both on the same Raspberry Pi. You know, running two nodes on the same Pi. Just different fobs. But yeah, I would expect the other one to be stronger because the antenna elevation right now, they're about the same. But the 4.1 is about, you know, just shy of 50 watts out of the cans. This is about... I think it's running 2.5 to 3 watts out of the cans.
Yeah, okay, cool. So they both sound great. I can definitely tell on the other one, you know, the difference in quieting. Yeah. You know, and of course I can just move a couple of inches and it makes this one just as strong.
Yep, that's because they're low enough that you kind of run out of line of sight before you run out of distance to the RF will haul.
I thought you might say that observation about the how they both got fixed at the same time. That answered that question.
Yep, yeah, on the Raspberry Pi farm here. Both, you know, this and that one are on the same Pi. My simple note, the 45342, you know, it's on 446.5. That one and the snapper repeater are on the same Pi, and then the 45505 hub and the and the 900 repeater are on the same Pi.
Oh, cool. You got 900 out here?
Oh, yeah. Yep, 927-4875. Same as TJ's downriver. I don't. His hasn't been on for years, though, but yeah, 4875 with the 131-8 tone.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm around on 900 yet, but I need to or want to anyway. If you got something out here, I'll make the effort. What antenna is that on?
That's, you know, well, if you saw the tower here, you'd understand. So the three antennas are all basically the same height. That's a, I think it's a DB product stick. It's a, believe it or not, it's a Quantar. You know, got a set of BPBR cans on it, and it, you know, it is fed with you know, half inch, you know, most of the way going up. There's a short, you know, quarter inch super flex jump or two to get over to the half inch. So it doesn't work too badly.
Okay, cool. I had a Motorola C-Bridge question for you, and that might be more of a Fred question.
Yeah, I don't know much about the C-Bridges because I play in the Astro environment, so I've done very little on the DMR.
Okay, yep. All right, Dan, cool. I'll let you get back to it. I'm going to get back here to flying again for a minute.
Okay, Steve. All right, we'll catch up a little later. And NAWV, W2PT.
NAWV is listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
Hey, DC. Hey, DC. Yes, sir. NADC.
Hey, Dave. We're at the RC flying field here. I'm getting ready to. We're packing things up and all that. If you're going to be around, I'll be on the mobile on my way back home. But I'll probably be busy the next 15 minutes getting packed up here.
No problem. I'm just playing around here, trying to figure out this HD that I screwed up. But anyway, yeah, okay, good deal. Get packed up. Drive safe. NADZ, I'll be listening.
All right, talk to you in a little while. NADZ, NADZ.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours, 67 degrees.
Hey, I'll be mobile.
Node 2586 disconnected. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 67 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 66 degrees.
Zero.
Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo Zulu.
Monitoring.
Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees.